Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Taking a look now at the big victory for Democrats in Otsego County after this week's elections.
Well, yes, sir. Well, as you know, last week, David, we talked about the local Democrats fielding a 12-candidate slate for Otsego County Board, acting on the idea after Donald Trump's election to rebuild from the ground up. Well, let me tell you, it was quite an election night. I've been through too many election surprises to predict outcomes, and I had no idea how this would come out. That said, the Democrats were sure stoked. They gathered in two local hotspots election night. By contrast, the Republicans kept a pretty low profile. We couldn't even find out that evening where they were gathering. By the time our photographer got there to County GOP Chair Vince Casale's place, it was only mid-evening, and the party faithful had seen the writing on the wall and gone home. When the smoke cleared, the Democrats had raised their numbers on the 14-member board from 4 to 7, so it's 50-50. There were four key Republicans who had been running the county board. One lost his seat by a wide margin to a newcomer, and the county board chair, Kathy Clark from Otsego, won by just 9 votes in her strong Republican district. There are 60-some absentee ballots out there, so it's up for grabs. The central issue, as I mentioned last week, was the future of what we call the Reform Caucus, a bipartisan group of a half dozen Republicans and Democrats frustrated by the slow pace of change. They want to professionalize county government, hire a county manager, and streamline a slow-moving committee system. The Democrats at 7-7 can't do it alone, so it will be interesting to see if the center, that Republican-Democratic core, will hold. If two like-minded Republicans come aboard, even one, some things can get done. So it's quite exciting. The impetus for all this ferment was, again, President Trump's reelection a year ago last night, believe it or not. This election night suggests a re-energized Democratic Party can have some success, not just in Otsego County, of course. You reported that Rob Astorino, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in 2014, is out as Westchester County executive, plus gains in Virginia and elsewhere. So anything can happen next year when all 235 congressmen are up for re-election. In our 19th district, as you know, David, a half dozen Democrats looking to run for Congress, and they're meeting Sunday in Hudson, and you can bet they're going to be pretty pumped. Under normal circumstances, our Congressman John Faso, I mean, he's a sensible centrist, as you know, would be in good shape. But given our political experience here, 2018 could be quite a tumultuous political year. So stay tuned.
We indeed will stay tuned. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, where you can go to read this story and others. Jim, we thank you as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Super. Well, thank you, David.